Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sanspants Radio, centaurs aren't doctors. This episode's brought to you by John Titus. That beautiful son of a bitch is donating to us on Patreon. If you want to be a beautiful son of a bitch too, head to our website. Follow the links.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Eaters, where we ask you important questions like, why are the Weasleys poor?
Because they got a lot of kids.
That's a good point.
Magic, you
child raising is
they
hard.
Have, let's count the kids.
All right. No, okay, let's do this. Let's count the kids.
Ron, Ginny, Fred, George. That's four already. That's
Bill.
A lot of kids. Bill, that other one.
Percy. That's six.
Yeah, but they ostracized Percy, so you don't have to worry
Percy
about him
Percy and
all.
Bill in the start of the series already have jobs.
Yeah, but that would have sapped some income early on, in the early days.
Yeah, okay. Let's think
so
about
they've
this.
So they've got six kids.
Yep.
Six kids.
Have you raised six kids, Dusha?
No, I haven't, but you know.
And only the dad works. The dad is working every day, every night to raise six kids.
Probably own like not even a great government job as well.
He works at the ministry.
Yeah, you're right. In this situation, makes perfect sense for him to be poor. If he wasn't a fucking wizard, he's a wizard.
So?
Like, okay. All right, even if you're not being an evil wizard, so...
Just run-of-the-mill, everyday Joe.
Run-of-the-mill, everyday wizard.
Joe Slugwizzle, or whatever.
Joe Q Wizard.
Joe Q Wizard.
Muggles. Just fucking... You don't even need to rob them. Just cast any spell.
Like a bamboozle spell? Like, give us your moneycus.
Put on a fucking magic show and be like, oh, hey, Muggles, look, I bet you... $1 million, I can fucking make something.
Yes, because everyone said, like, I bet you $1 million I make this shot. You make this shot, you're like that's, owe me $1 million.
Someone's going to have to take my, I'm putting my house up, but all right.
You said it.
Oh, you know what that'd get you, Dusha? That imprisoned in wizard jail.
What
to
about
Azkaban with
what about
you.
Okay, also the dad loves muggle things.
Yeah.
To the point where he enchants a flying car. Like, enchants a car so it can fly. Why not just get the highest paying muggle job since he fucking loves it that much?
You know what? Actually, the fact that he makes a flying car kind of runs in the face of me, like, thinking about him being illegal, because surely that's not okay.
It's 100% illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ministry of Magic not happy with that.
But there's a difference between enchanting...
Did he get in trouble?
I don't think he doesn't tell anyone.
No, but fucking...
Actually, hang on, Ron flies that car.
Into a tree.
That surely... Like, Hogwarts is, like, cool, but they're not that cool. Like, they're not going to just keep that a secret.
And what? How much is tuition at Hogwarts?
It's
I feel it would be expensive.
Not well. Ron's...
Surely they're not paying.
No, they're not paying.
They're too poor.
It's a public school?
I think Hogwarts is...
Hogwarts is, like, the wizard public
school. Because what are you paying for?
Do you know what? Do you know why it's a public school and why they don't care? Because they're all fucking wizards.
So then...
Money means nothing to them.
Yes, they... No, because...
No. Gold means something to them. They don't even have normal money. So, as I was saying previously, Arthur, get a job as a... Like, he loves muggle stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves it. Go to London.
Get a job at the bank and steal their gold?
No, just get a job at the bank.
Okay. Arthur goes and gets a job at the bank. Right?
Is he qualified?
He could make him...
Qualified
whatever.
To
Let's
work
just assume
at a bank.
That he's fine, right? And then he's like, oh, he's gonna come to Hogwarts and he's gonna pay for tuition, right?
With gold, not with...
Okay,
money.
Okay, then I'll be Gringotts Bank.
I'll be a goblin.
Okay.
And you come in with your muggle cash.
Okay, I'm gonna come... Okay, I'm Arthur here.
Yeah.
I've thought this through.
Hello.
I bought gold with my cash, muggle gold, which is the same as wizard gold.
This isn't doubloons.
Where are the wizard money? Then he'd press a button and the cops would get you.
No, they wouldn't.
Because they have, I mean, like, as an aside, the wizarding system of money is fucking retarded.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not like a direct translation. It's like, not like dollars and cents. It's like dollars, cents, and some third thing. Because what is it? It's fucking like doubloons, some other bullshit, and a middle one. So, but if you just came in with gold, they're still going to be sus.
Yeah, but
are you coming in with gold and then printing that? I guess you could come in with gold and be like, I want to turn this into, you know, doubloons.
But then you're going to have to give them a fee.
Or so?
Yeah, still... those goblins are greedy. No. I feel that they would cheat me.
No,
or in this case,
the whole
Arthur
point of Gringotts
money,
is it's the most fair bank. You guys are dumb.
Are there more banks?
No, that's
no, it's
why...
not the most fair. It's just a monopoly.
It's just the only
no,
bank.
Yeah. But the whole point...
It's not the fairest. It's just it's the only bank. It's How do we not know dragons are better at doing this shit?
The dragons are at fucking Gringotts.
Yeah,
dragons don't even talk.
Yeah, but they use them as well. We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We definitely know that.
I think we know they very
just,
well.
They just treat them like beasts. They could be highly...
Elephants could talk. How do we know that elephants can't talk, Joel?
It's a good question. How do we know that elephants
because
can't talk?
Because they're elephants.
Brain size.
Would have seen them talk.
Fucking, what do you call it? What's that bit in the brain that tells you talk?
Ah, hypothalamus?
Hypothalamus. It's not the hypothalamus.
I don't.
Frontal lobe.
Nope, wrong
That's
again.
Personality.
We don't know where brains are.
Middle brain.
Middle brain.
Middle brain. We know where brains
the
are.
The outer rim of the brain is the language
No, there's
centers.
A thing.
Cerebral cortex.
Called the, like...
The spine.
The...
Is it down in the liver? Near my gut?
Yeah.
Is it the gut?
That's why.
Buttholes.
You can all animals that don't they don't have,
they don't
a, liver,
have a liver.
They can't
they
talk.
They can't talk properly.
Point
Therefore,
is
dragons can't drink.
That Arthur Weasley can't pull some kind of mad scheme to pay he's gotta work a government job.
What, also, hang on. Also what?
Arthur can't, because if he was pulling some wily scheme to make money, that means other wizards would, which would mean the value of any money would be nothing because we need people who are rich, we need people who aren't as rich, and we need kind of like poor to sort
it's
of
just for the wizard economy.
No,
man.
No, you're 100% right. Why do wizards even need money? Hogwarts is free.
Yeah, but there's buy wands and shit.
There's four jobs you can get in the wizarding
wait, no.
world.
Is Hogwarts free? Because there's a bit that, like, Harry's like, oh, fuck, I can't afford this bullshit.
Harry's
then,
a billionaire.
And then they're like, nah, man, Harry, you are a billionaire.
No,
look
Harry
at your
can't
money.
Afford to go to Diagon Alley. He can afford
he's still
Hogwarts.
Pay for books
I thought he couldn't
shit.
Afford books and shit. Like,
yeah,
he can't afford
at Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
That's not Hogwarts.
And I just figured his like parents have been
Do
like
Do you understand the wizarding
I
universe
I understand
here.
The wizarding thing, but
Hogwarts
you don't
isn't
know
all of the wizards.
I understand. No,
it's a school. It's a school.
Hogwarts doesn't own Diagon Alley.
I know that. I'm saying did the parents already like pay for his tuition before?
No.
No.
How do you know that?
What I reckon
he
is
would
that
be
Harry
freaking out
like,
about that as well if he's already freaking
yeah,
out
it,
about his
he
books.
He wouldn't know. He'd be like, holy shit, how do I pay for this? And Hagrid was probably like,
so is it,
it's
is it,
free, Harry.
Is it government subsidized?
Yeah, presumably.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You know?
Why?
Because it is sort of like, is it public
no,
school?
No, you're assuming
school?
That
is
fucking
it,
wizard
what's,
economy works like a normal economy,
is
which is
drumstick?
Not true
drumstick.
In the slightest.
Drumstick Academy. That's
that
the
like,
one.
Is that like a better school?
Yeah,
no. No, they're different locations.
Drumstick so, is just
Hogwarts
like
is in
a
London and
school.
No one has noticed somehow.
So if it's I'm a parent
Scotland,
of a wizard,
yes.
I just gotta be, okay, you've only got one fucking choice depending where we are in like living in location.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
stupid.
Because did you
no.
notice
what
the
if
fact
I want
that
choice?
Okay, you want choice? Yeah. Move.
That's not a good choice.
Yes, it is. You're a fucking wizard. You can teleport anywhere in the fucking world using a fireplace.
Okay, that's a good point.
Flu powder. Yeah. Flu powder. That's a
you guys.
Why don't they use that more often?
Wizards.
Why don't they use flu powder to get to the school?
Yeah,
they use a fucking trachea. That makes no sense.
You need to be a certain age to use it. First of all,
flu powder.
Yes. Second of all,
why is there an age restriction? It seems pretty easy.
It's because you can.
A lot of, you don't want to fuck up. Things with magic.
It happens okay. in the fucking book as well. He fucks
fuck
up and like a leg goes missing.
He becomes
missing.
Half a fly?
No.
Yeah. Flu powder. Basically like the machine in The Fly.
Figured as
no,
much.
No, but.
Does that mean like, so if you got like the twin Weasleys and you got them together, they fucked up. There's just one mega
no,
Weasley?
There's a point where the Weasley family all flu powder somewhere. Would they just end up this hideous mess? You know,
this ginger mess.
Flu powder. Again, as an aside from how poor the Weasleys are. Harry fucks up once and ends up inside like a fucking oven and shit.
Flu powder is goddamn dangerous.
That's why there's an age restriction.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
And it
the
doesn't
age
like morph you
powder.
In together. It means that like parts of you, like if you don't use it,
I think
properly,
you're thinking of apparating though.
Apparating
because Ron apparates and gets splinged or something, and his arms all like fucked up and wrong.
No, flu powder. Yeah, you're right about apparating. That's right. Like you can fuck that up and be like stuck in a wall or something. Yeah. But with flu powder,
I feel that's death. That's just.
Shut up.
Yes.
With flu powder, you can like get sent to like two locations because it's like an elevator. Imagine being on a really quick elevator and you try and get off at one floor, but you're not quick enough.
Oh, and God, that's so like I could just be like, oh, the fire's nearly out. Open it up, and like half of Ron Weasley just pops out.
Exactly.
I feel also that is death.
Half of you probably die, just right? A leg or something. Well, you might.
Yeah, you would if you were a fucking wizard. Because Harry falls like 100 feet. Breaks literally every bone in his body, and they're like, magic.
Point is, there's no way without committing a major crime that Arthur Weasley could make any amount of money.
No, you know what? You don't need money. You guys are assuming that the wizarding community
and
works.
Why is Weasley poor?
You need money to buy food.
Hang on, why
no,
are
you
they
don't.
Po- why, hang
magic
on.
Your
you
crops.
You can't magic food, it's
you can
the
magic
law.
Your crops.
No, yeah, I guess you can magic your crops.
So and what, they live Ron on a Weasley's fucking farm fucking anyway.
Why are we assuming that Weasley is poor? They have, like, a kick-ass house, great, like, security system.
Did you see
gnomes.
Ron's fucking, like, dress robes?
Yeah.
They're a piece of shit.
But maybe they just hate their kids.
It's just, it's not about being poor, it's about, like, practical.
They're
like,
a poor family.
We're not going to spend
they
money on
share
this
rooms.
Bullshit. Because we can't be bothered. They just... They sound more lazy than
they
poor.
They are poor. Ron gets a second hand literally everything.
Yeah, that's just...
Lazy. What about Ginny? She gets all new stuff.
Yeah, but she's the youngest child. All the other kids are off.
Youngest ones
Plus,
are often spoiled.
I'm assuming that they're getting some kind of income from Percy and whatever the other
one's
name
not
is.
Percy, because he's like, fuck that family.
Why do they hate Percy? What did Percy do?
Percy, they hate Percy, don't they?
No.
Like Percy hates them?
No.
What's the one that they hate?
Percy sure hates them, apparently.
I'm pretty sure Percy hates them. He's like, I don't want to deal with this because I'm
Aren't
a...
they both Auroras?
No, one tames dragons in Egypt or some bullshit. So surely that's making enough money. You need money in the wizarding world to pay for clothes. What are you assuming? They just hand-me-down clothes? Or are they just magicking thread?
You can magic clothes.
Brand names. Right, they magic a broom to fly. Everyone's going to laugh at Ron. Is that what you want? Everyone's going to be like, Ron, that's just a fucking dust broom. And
brooms
be like,
are different.
Shut up, guys. That was an awful
Brooms
Ron.
Are different.
You need Nimbus.
Nimbus, that's the cool one.
Yeah, it's the
I
cool one.
I want to be cool. Buy me a Nimbus, Dusha.
Dusha.
Do you know how many people have a Nimbus in Hogwarts, as mentioned?
How many?
Two. Harry has a Nimbus 2000, uh-huh. And the following year, Draco gets a Nimbus 2001.
That's a really dumb way to number your brooms.
It sure is, because it's not like...
And it wasn't even set in 2000, was it?
Nope.
Why was it called a Nimbus 2000?
I think...
Was J.K. Rowling trying to imply that there had been 1,999 other brooms?
Yes.
How awful must the Nimbus 1 have been?
Just shit.
Plus, there's not much you can improve on in a magic broom.
No. I guess if you make it go faster, then you've already got an... automatic head start. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
And why need brooms? Couldn't you just be like, I'm just going to pick up this, like,
car?
Bit of stick and just ride that?
Yeah. Surely in, like.
Yeah, you're right. The wizarding community makes no sense whatsoever. You don't need money.
You do need money.
You don't need money.
What for?
Exactly. What for? You don't need money.
Why? Okay, let's think about this. What does the average household spend money on?
In the wizarding community?
No, just in real life. Let's
see. Rent.
Yeah, rent.
Utilities.
Food. Utilities.
Food. Clothes.
Clothes.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Medical bills.
Medical bills.
Okay.
Like your little, like, wrist movement, like you were a fucking magician about to do a trick.
I am.
It disappears.
Watch your bullshit disappear.
Okay, so house. Yeah, they would probably need to buy a house. They have a house.
You don't know that they own that.
They could be renting it.
No,
they might have
they
a landlord.
Mentioned that it's. They definitely mentioned it's their house. In
also,
fact,
it's a
I'm
piece
pretty
of
sure
shit.
After
renovations, if I was a landlord, it'd be what the fuck happened to my beautiful two bedroom apartment?
What did you do? And fucking Mama Weasley's like, I couldn't help it. I kept having kids. Use a condom. Are they Catholic? Are the Weasleys
They're
Catholic?
Wizards. There's no religion.
You don't
Why
know?
Not?
Because,
why would it not be?
Yeah. Maybe Jesus was the first.
I just can see.
Maybe Jesus was a wizard.
I can just look at these. Look at all these. Like, even that loans, aside, I can just see the Weasleys getting behind that kind of faith.
like the Protestant kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's like the no condom religion? Because most of them.
They have way too many kids.
They do.
They have six.
Six kids is a lot of kids.
Depends.
Think about it. Depends on what?
It depends on, like, time and like, not how much free time you
have. Like, oh, fucking.
A six-kid family is not that weird if you go back, like, 30 years.
But yeah, we're but not. It's like
1991. Which we are in the 90s. Because fucking.
It's the 90s, dude.
Yeah, you're right. It's the 90s. And
let's go back to the 80s. Are you one of six?
I'm not born in the 80s.
I was born in the 80s. Am I one of six?
You're one of three.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's... Three's fine.
Half six, look out.
Three ain't six, man.
I'm just saying that
three
they
is
probably...
Six. That's what we've learnt today.
All right, so you get housing. Yeah, right, fair enough.
Okay, housing. House, yeah, fair enough. But they renovated the fuck out of that house. So I'm pretty sure it's meant that yeah. they mentioned that they built it.
In all honesty, it's probably like a family house. Probably belonged to either Arthur or whatever the mum's name
and
is.
And it got magic the fuck out of so that it fits everything.
Mm. Utilities?
How are they paying for water?
They don't need to.
Why not?
Excuse me?
Magic, are they stealing water? They're magicking water?
Magic. You,
crime.
Yeah.
That's a crime. That's,
how is magic in water
it genuinely
a crime?
Is, because I was curious about this. I was like, why can't you just magic food? And I was chatting to somebody who's like a Harry Potter nut, and they were like, yeah, it's illegal because when you magic food or water, you have to take it from somewhere. Because apparently in magic, this is the only time where conversion of mass is a thing. Mm. So, it's a crime to magic food or water.
Let's go to Hogwarts here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Great Hall.
Yeah.
They magic food every fucking meal.
No, the fucking house elves magic it through the floor. They're cooking day and night, Dusha.
That's dumb.
That was a giant plot of the house elves.
What do you think? The house elves just lived under there? Just for fun?
Scurrying through the walls. Watching children sleep.
Pests.
That's what they were.
Creepy pests.
That sounds exactly what house elves are all
about. So you can't magic food. Crime.
I mean, if you lived near a river or like even
magic
the
crops,
sea,
they live on a farm.
You could magic like a desalination and like make it drinkable.
Yeah, I guess.
So you could rig something up so you could kind of get like free.
Yeah, magic water. Be like ocean, glass of water.
Salty water, death.
No. Ocean, glassy water. Magic desalination.
What an effort.
Two fucking spells.
Yeah, just spells, man. That's no effort. Spell is... Wait. Does casting a spell consume, say, energy?
No.
I think you're alright. I think you can do it as long as you like.
No, you're fine.
Because it just... Do they get tired?
Nah.
No, the only thing that'll make them tired is the dumb hand movements they do. But then it's also shown...
carpal tunnel.
It's also shown that you don't need to do that. They just do it because they think it looks cool.
Is most of the stuff in the wizard community just like just
fucked?
It looks cool.
Fucked.
No, just because it looks cool. Fucked? We do these fancy like
little
hand
movements.
We do like we're riding brooms because we think
we
it looks cool.
Fucking
we wear robes because it looks cool.
I know
we wear
robes
a hat
are not practical,
cool.
But I guess the thing about wizards is they're not going anywhere.
No,
so.
The whole wizarding world is dumb. Why does Harry wear glasses?
Because there's no spell to fix eyes.
But there's a spell to heal all of his broken bones and internal bleeding.
Yeah, well, maybe you gotta make spells.
Why didn't that juice thing that he drank to fix his bones...
Fix his eyes.
Why didn't fix his eyes?
I don't know. Maybe it's like permanent damage.
Or his
scar.
Maybe
it's a genetic thing.
Yeah.
His scar's magic. You can't blame the scar.
Actually, no, the scar is magic. It's not even really a scar.
Maybe his blindness is a side effect of, you know, fucking Voldemort, like, magics him, and he's like, fuck, I can't see.
Well, snakes have poor... eyesight.
Harry
and he
is
has
a sort of a snake.
And he has a bit of a snake thing in him so he can talk to snakes.
Yeah.
That's why he sheds every other month.
Yeah. Okay. So food, he's got to pay food. I mean, maybe not crops and maybe somehow not water, but...
Okay, fine. We'll say he pays for water.
Yep.
He's got a job.
Yeah, he's still six kids.
To pay for water.
You got to buy clothes for those six kids.
No, you don't, magic.
You got to water those kids as well.
As you said earlier,
yeah?
The only time conversion of mass is a thing in the wizarding world is food and water. So magic the fuck out of clothes. Who cares?
You're stealing them from somewhere.
Oh, you're not.
It's not a crime, but you probably are stealing it from somewhere.
Stealing it from what?
The muggles?
Yeah, like fuck people wearing muggles. Clothes. Just like magic some jeans on you and some guy like giving a speech somewhere is like, fuck. What? Who gives a speech in jeans?
I do often.
Motor oil competition. That was a wrong collection of words. Like, that's not a thing that happens.
But you got there in the end.
Yeah, you knew what I meant.
But whatever.
All right. Entertainment, though. You're spending money on entertainment.
No, you're
sure.
not.
Yeah, you go into, like, the Triwizard tournament and you go into, like, Quidditch matches and shit.
When they go to the Quidditch match, so...
Like, those all big of, stadiums.
All of the Weasleys go there. All of them. All of them.
Yep.
All
that's
of them.
That's a lot of money. You have to probably work a long time
that's,
to afford
that's
that.
It's a lot
man.
Of money, and it's a lot of them not
he's,
paying to go
he's
in.
Not pay- no, he is paying because
no,
like he
not.
Loves his kids.
No, he's working. Not.
He probably took like an extra shift a week. That's why like the mum's like, I haven't seen you in like 4 weeks. And she, I don't know why we're
I'm
doing
actually,
that accent.
She's just but Irish now. I'm actually deal trying to it. Think of if
You've
I have
never
evidence
seen
that. That like I know I've been pro poor Weasleys this whole episode. But I'm actually having trouble thinking of
stuff to pay. By
anytime they
actual
actually spend
evidence.
Money.
No, not of that, just of poorness.
I told you, they're not poor. We're just assuming they're poor because he's got like a shitty.
No, but Ron's
ratty...
like, yeah, I'm poor. Sure,
not.
He says it. He's jealous of Harry's money.
Yeah. But you wouldn't you be if you're jealous of some guy who's got like $1 billion?
Because Ron gets dress robes, right?
Yeah.
But he gets gay frilly dress robes.
Yeah.
That were Bill's or Percy's or
and
something.
And the thing is, like...
Okay, they were hand-me-downs.
No,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Are they just dicks?
Then they're hand-me-downs, but it's also, like, it's tradition, right?
I'm also confused to why, when he gets secondhand clothes, he doesn't just magic them to be fixed or to
better.
Be better.
I think he uses scissors or some bullshit.
Wizards are so dumb.
So yeah, I don't think he's poor. I just think they're like they're set in their ways. They like they want tradition. So it's not about them being poor. It's just them being having poor choices. Sure.
When does it say that? Does it ever say they're poor?
Yeah, Ron says he's poor.
Yeah, Ron says he's poor.
And like Arthur's like, I work so much.
But he could be like, I'm poor, and he could be like, I work so much. And Harry's like, you fucking piece of shit. You are not poor. You've got like a house. You're a house owner. You got like you own your own car that also flies.
Why doesn't Harry buy a house? Why does he keep living under the? Why
because
does he just
the
live by himself?
Of the spell that Voldemort can't get him if he's living in the Dursleys.
That is so dumb. Just put the same spell.
I don't know why they're not like, okay, we're gonna get the Dursleys out of there and put some wizard foster parents in there.
People that don't treat a kid like shit.
Like surely when Harry comes to Dumbledore and he's like, "Well done, Harry, for fucking defeating the." Giant snake, Harry should be like, cheers, Dumbledore. Also, as an aside, I'm basically, like, physically abused by the Dursleys.
I
what can we do here?
I live in a shoe cupboard.
Can I live at Hogwarts? And Dumbledore's like, no, no.
Hogwarts is under the same spell.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This is so dumb.
And they have, like, places where you sleep. Because they're there for a whole term. I'm
pretty sure some kids stay there.
Could just
they?
Be like, let's stay
yeah, no,
there.
Kids do stay there over the summer holidays. I don't know why Harry doesn't.
I think he's got Stockholm? Probably Stockholm.
So is Ron just lying about being poor?
I think
Is
I
Ron
think,
lying about being poor and I is Harry think, lying about hating the Dursleys? Yes.
No, Ron, I think, is more, he's poor in his eyes. To other wizards who like don't have this weird bullshit sense of like tradition, where every thing must be like brand spanking new and like keeping with the times, I just don't think.
Because like
mum and dad
Mama
Weasley
like knits them like rad jumpers and shit.
Yeah,
they're not very appreciative.
Why doesn't she magic them?
Something like, to do, just, a hobby.
She's just a housewife. Frankly, I don't know why
she is a wizard who kills someone with a spell.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, but later
she
on...
She kills someone with a spell, so she's
and
at least adequate.
Just a housewife?
Adequate.
Well, I mean, just a housewife? You piece of shit, Jackson.
Well, I don't know why, because none of her fucking kids are at home. What's she doing all day? And when you see her house, it's a fucking mess.
Is it a mess, or is it just sort of, like, untidy?
I think it might just be untidy.
It's, like, homely.
They're pretty much just a messy, like, family that
They're
doesn't put a lot of, like, importance
wizarding...
on... You know,
family values, being together.
That's, yeah, that's what they
Although
care about.
Although then
Percy's
like, fuck you, family, so maybe
well,
not
I don't know,
somehow.
Percy's a cunt, whatever.
The Wizarding World, I always had an issue with, but I never realized how fucked it was until today. Nothing makes sense about it. J.K. Rowling, fuck you.
No, it's not, it's just, it's all about, I think, just keeping up with appearances.
Oh, that's only Ron, that only explains one thing. Nah. Why does Harry wear glasses?
Keeping up with appearances.
With who?
With himself.
The Dursleys
maybe,
hate him,
maybe
and they're
he
the
like,
only
I
muggle.
I like how he. Maybe he likes how he looks.
Okay, like being blind, whatever I can deal with. I don't know why he doesn't just buy, like you know, his glasses break and he's like,
constantly.
Just put some tape here. What? Buy new glasses. You're a millionaire.
Also, and then someone magics them anyway. Yeah.
Maybe humble, man. He's humble. He doesn't want to brag about his money. You know?
No. But when he's on the train, he's like, I'll fucking have all of the wizarding treats. And Ron's like, fuck
That's
you.
That's true. He does brag with the money there.
Man. Harry's a dick.
He just, he doesn't buy like good things. Like, doesn't buy a house. Just the living.
Because he wants everyone to feel sorry for him.
Yeah. He just buys like candy. So it's like, love me, love me.
Look how poor, like, look how bad my life is. I guess
I'm just showing up.
I have no parents, and I have a scar. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
I think Ron's parents just want to, like, instill a sort of humbleness on him. Maybe. Like, I reckon the reason he's not buying all the cakes is that they just didn't give him the money for it. They probably had it.
I reckon they do.
Where do the fucking Fred and George twins get the money to start up their sweet company, you know?
They started a successful business.
At the very least.
It's Diagon Alley, which is the wizarding, like, CBD, pretty much. It's not like it's in Hogsmeade or some bullshit like that. It's in Diagon Alley.
Is there only, like, one sort of wizard CBD? It just seems like there.
Nah. Oh, yeah, no. Because Diagon
Alley. It's a lot of alleys. Because Diagon Alley becomes Nocturne Alley.
Yeah.
No, just think of, like, a... Whoa!
Diagonally?
I understood all of those already when I read them the first time. Fuck you.
I didn't.
I guess there's actually... It's not that there's no reason for the Weasleys to...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Poor, to be poor. It's just that they're not
poor.
Poor at all.
Nope. That's what I've been saying.
Fuck.
Well... I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been the angry Joel. And Rod's been a piece of shit ingrate. Jesus Christ, man. You're not that poor.
Yeah,
you're not even poor.
Get some perspective, buddy.
Fuck
get some
you.
Perspective. You at least have your parents.
I know. What a cunt.
Hey, if you enjoyed Plumbing the Death Star, you should check out our sister show. Shut up a second.
Let's get your two favorite boys.
Me and Jackson.
Sort of like Plumbing the Death Star, but without the dead weight.
You mean me... Rude.
Fuck off, Joel. Anyway, as I was saying, search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes and Stitcher. We look forward to being in your ear holes soon.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.